I did say we, didn't I? Am I little? You're 5 and a half? And how old are you?
5.
5. I could divide my age by 5. Well, how many heard the storm last night? You all slept through it? Oh, God bless you. We were talking about a storm last week. God does give us rain, right? And then our plants will grow. God also gave us other things.
And one of the things he gave us
is the fact that, you know, Bellaby said that on almost every one of her graduation cards was the verse Jeremiah 11, verse 20, chapter 29, verse 11. And soon as my 5-year-old eyes come upon it, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope for a future." That's pretty good, isn't it? What does God have planned for you? You know? Do you know what God has planned for you? And that's okay. We're little. So we have lots of time to find out. But you know, he does have plans in that he has given us parents. Now my dad, a father of 3 girls, he was unbelievable in that for us girls, we could do anything. He didn't give us any limits. He said, "You are capable of doing whatever you need to do." And he encouraged us. And he even encouraged the fact that he would take us places. And he was friends of our friends. He didn't say, "You can't do this because you're a girl," or "You can't do this because you're not a boy." He just allowed us to do what we were capable of doing, and he pushed us. That's the way God is. Did you know that? He says, "You are capable, and I have a plan for you." His first plan was to give us a family that knows God, that allows you to have plans and allows you to do things. He then gives you a mind to think and a heart to hear. Do you hear with your heart? Do you? Good. Because we should. That's where he is, trained over your heart. Is your heart here? Put your hand by your heart. Well, it's not. Do you know that when I used to have a group of women that came to my house, and we would have a Bible study, and we would think about the things that happened to us during the week, and we talked a lot about the plans that God had for us, even though we were grown women, that we knew that there was something else we were supposed to do. And one of the things we did, the first things we talked about was, "Did you see Jesus' face this week?" Have you ever thought of that? Seeing Jesus' face as you go on and do your things? Would Jesus do good things? Say yes. Would he help people? Can you say yes? Good. So we would talk about the times that we saw Jesus' face. Now, we're not talking about the things that we did. We were talking about things that other people did for us.
Did someone do something nice for you today, this week? Did someone do something nice for you this week?
I'm blessed enough to know that the people that I work with are always nice to me. And I always see the grace of God in the face of Jesus as I work with my friends. But did you know that that is the face of Jesus? Who's in there? Who's in there? Who do you see? So this week, as you go out, be sure that when you are working with people and you are helping people, that they see the face of God, that they see the face of Jesus upon Nicole. Okay? Is that a deal? You'll give everyone the face of Jesus? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this time. We thank you for our youth to look forward to so much excitement of following the plans that you have for us. And we ask you to help us be the face of Jesus to all of those around us. In your name we pray. Amen.